One of this summer's new movies draws inspiration from literary characters even older than that 1928 car. Some of the stars of The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen wear Victorian waistcoats or corsets. One of the gentlemen is a lady. NPR's Susan Stone talked to the comic book writer who turned 19th century literary characters into superheroes.
We've met these classic types before. There's the sociopath with special powers.
An invisible man can rule the world. Nobody will see him come. Nobody will see him go.
The meek man whose anger transforms him into a force to be reckoned with.
I'm Dr. Henry Jekyll, I tell you. You're looking for a man named Hyde. Hyde!
The great white hunter, Alan Quatermain, who might not be as brave as he looks.
What is your usual fee for a safari, Mr. Quatermain?
Oh, £200 and all expenses. I wouldn't undertake this one for 500.
The scientist, Anna Vendetta.
You may call me Captain Nemo.
And a lady victimized by a vampire.
Dracula boasts that he has fused his blood with that of Miss Mina. In life, she will now become the foul thing of the night that he is.
This unlikely league comes together in the mind of Alan Moore, an author known for making literature out of comic books. Now he's created a comic book out of literature, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Moore is best known for his series The Watchmen, which broke ground by showing superheroes as human and flawed. Moore wanted to move beyond the same old caped crusaders.
And I thought that maybe if I look back to the roots of superheroes, then I might find some inspiration there. And it pretty well all wound back to 19th century fantastic fiction.
Moore chose characters created by H. Rider Haggard, Jules Verne, H.G. Wells, and Robert Louis Stevenson. In The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, they're all together for the first time, fighting evil reluctantly. Alan Moore needed an extraordinary woman to lead his team.
The biggest problem was finding a female character anywhere in 19th century literature that had got the kind of capacity to be a leading adventure heroine.
Moore settled on Mina Murray from Bram Stoker's Dracula. He imagined what she'd be like after the events of the book, in which she is attacked by a vampire. He decided she'd become a divorced feminist suffragette, and he put her in charge of her male counterparts. The people in the League are archetypal characters, but Moore fleshes them out. He develops them and their problems.
I find the flaws in the characters a lot more interesting than the things that one generally associates with them. To have seen any of the films that have been made of H. Rider Haggard's Alan Quatermain books, like King Solomon's Mines, you would tend to think of Alan Quatermain as purely a square-jawed adventurer, a colonialist, a kind of big Boy Scout.
Moore's version of Alan Quatermain is no Boy Scout. He's older and has a nasty addiction to opium that sometimes puts his colleagues in danger. Each member of the League has character flaws that were hinted at by the original writers. Moore puts these weaknesses center stage. The Invisible Man is pure trouble, ending up a traitor to the cause. Mr. Hyde breaks more than a few heads in the midst of the mission. The characters can barely stand each other half the time. This is no Justice League or X-Men. Jess Nevins annotated the series.
In a way, it's an intellectual game. Alan Moore, I think, layered in a number of different elements that required decoding.
Elements like untranslated Arabic and Mandarin. Dozens of literary and historical references pepper the storyline and fill the artwork. Some references are obvious. Sherlock Holmes' nemesis plays a villain. Others are less so. A black cat refers to Edgar Allan Poe. Nevins decoded the clues and posted them on the web, then published them in a book called Heroes and Monsters. But you don't need to know 19th century literature to enjoy the League, says Alan Moore.
I'd like to think that the League encouraged a sophisticated reader, but that it's a rollicking sex and violence Victorian adventure sort of romp. And I think that there's something about it that could probably entertain even fairly unsophisticated readers.
The adventure side of the League caught the eye of Hollywood. An action-packed movie version is out this weekend.
LXG, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
The film has major plot changes. And there are new characters, including a grown-up Tom Sawyer, so American audiences won't feel left out. Some of Moore's fans might object. but by adapting the material for their own cinematic purposes, the filmmakers are doing exactly what Alan Moore did when he made this League extraordinary. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.
If you want to hear